Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina istafa amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim wa in yamsaskallahu bidurrin fala kashifa lahu illa hu sadaqallahu al-azim. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the choicest blessings of Allah ta'ala be upon his most beloved Nabi, our leader, as Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah Ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to continuously shower His blessings on us and to enable us to acknowledge and appreciate the various blessings that He is continuously bestowing upon us, those we can see, those we can't see, in the different forms, those we perceive and those we don't perceive. And we ask Allah not to take away from us because of our own ungratefulness or because of our own non-appreciation of the various forms of the blessings. Respected friends and brothers, from among the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this, that He has made us conscious of Him. And alhamdulillah, we are reminded about the greatness of Allah, the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a regular basis. As we walked into the masjid, the adhan was called out. And the first words of the adhan was Allahu Akbar. So Allah's name was mentioned first. We'll start our salah, we'll say Allahu Akbar. Allah is mentioned first. When we make our salam, we'll say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allah's name will be mentioned again. And so this is what our life existence is supposed to be about, that we are at all times focused and connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this focus and connection is not strong enough, there will be a weakness in iman. And worse than that, there will be a contamination of our iman. Contamination in the form of some or other weird belief, some or other corrupt belief, and that will then impact on our a'mal, our deeds. If our belief is not correct in Allah, our deeds will not be correct. And we will conjure up and we'll make up and we'll devise all kinds of funny deeds and funny actions, which some of us will actually think that, you know, we are doing ibadat. That is why the primary and fundamental purpose of the mission of the Anbiya alayhim salam, all of them, was this, to come and direct people's attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to correct their beliefs. Those who had deviated over a period of time, things happen, circumstances come about, and people, if they are not connected to Allah ta'ala strong enough, then that weak iman becomes a contaminated iman. So then after that contaminated iman becomes a totally useless iman. It's not even called iman at some point in time. And sometimes become a totally fake iman, what is referred to as nifaq. Nifaq means just a spaza, plastic, outward iman. It's not real iman also. So the effort of all the Anbiya alayhimu salam was this, to bring the iman of the people onto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why, my respected friends and brothers, we repeatedly, continuously need to keep a check on our imans, be concerned about it, and be involved in the effort of iman. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us the work of dawah and tabligh, which the whole motto is thus tahriq iman, that is the movement for the revival of iman, to make us connected and to make us aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in whichever other way, we are connected to the awliya, we are connected to the ulama, we are connected to programs where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is spoken about, then inshallah our iman will remain intact right till the day the iman, when our soul leaves our body, my respected friends and brothers. So the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam came and they worked on the iman of the people so that the iman remains intact. And the environment in which they worked, and the actions and the activities of the people that were prevalent at some of the times are so crazy, are so, you know, laughable and ludicrous at times, that we wonder how could people have these actions, how could people have these kind of activities, thinking that they are actually doing something good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا, that they think that what they are doing is very, very good. So my respected friends and brothers, unfortunately it happens sometimes that even in our day and age, what we refer to as the very progressive age, where we think that there is so much of, you know, ilm-e-deen and knowledge and information around. So many, there weren't so many Darul Ulooms on the face of this earth as there are now. So many ulama qualifying, so many different mediums of knowledge whereby the deen is being disseminated to us, alhamdulillah. But with all of that, we still find people got some old, weird belief systems. Iman is there. But they ask silly questions. They are scared. They are shackled by belief systems of yesteryear. So the month of Safar, alhamdulillah, has commenced. That's where the bayan is going. Safar, today is the second of Safar. Safar, it actually is actually called Safarul Muzaffar. Like you get Ramadanul Mubarak and Sha'banul Muazzam and Muharramul Haram and Rajabul Murajab. So you get Safarul Muzaffar. Safar. What is this? Why was this word Muzaffar added to it? Because, my respected friends and brothers, there was a time before Islam also where people had some weird belief with regard to the month of Safar. They regarded it as a month of ill omen, bad luck, misfortune. And what gave rise to this belief? Till now, nobody, historians and scholars, are not able to put their, you know, finger on the pulse. What gave rise to this? But if you look into the books of history and that, you say probably sometime long before Islam, in the days of Jahiliyyah, during this period, it just so happened that there was a shower or a downpour of calamities in different ways. And this also happened, and that also happened, and that also happened. There were illnesses, there were calamities, there were catastrophes. Things just went haywire in people's life. And sometimes it happens. It happens. If you have to just look now, the past month here was Muharram, right? And if you look at the English month, we are now just September. If we were tracking the natural catastrophes, the amount of earthquakes, volcanic activity, hurricane, as we speak now, hurricane and tornadoes and whatever else, just one after another. We forgot the names of these things also. There's so many names given after one. Hurricane Ernesto and Alberto and Mario and Allah alone knows whatever. Different names are given. So many names. Nobody even knows which hurricane is still in the Pacific and which one has made landfall. And we heard the other one hit landfall, the other one is following behind it. So what we are saying is that there was probably a period in somebody's life, in some part of pre-Islamic era, where there was a whole lot of calamities and difficulties. And then that thing was recalled the next year, and the next year. And so it came into the minds of the people that watch out, that month of Safar. You know what happened last year, and you know what happened the year before that. And in this way, we find people started attaching misfortune and ominousness to this particular month of Safar. And when was this? The emphasis is before the advent of Islam. Then, alhamdulillah, when the days of Islam came, my respected friends and brothers, the greatest Nabi of Allah, who gave the most supreme form of da'wah towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, made an effort on the iman of the people. And the effort of the Anbiya alayhi salam is to divert and take away the focus of people from all that is wrong, all that is crazy, all that is weird, and bring it onto the correct, rational, natural belief of Islam, and that is the path of Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let the people know that as long as you place your faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the final decider of all matters, and whatever He has decreed will come to pass. And alhamdulillah, we find in the Bukhari Sharif, for example, there is one hadith where Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, and in other ahadith also, that he says, La adwa wala safara. And another ahadith, La adwa wala safara wala tiyara wala hama. So these are different hadith mentioned. And this is, alhamdulillah, a gift to us from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he came and he cleared away from the people the wrong and false beliefs that they had with regard to the month of Safar. And now we're not only talking about the month of Safar, while the emphasis is on the month of Safar, very often we will still find, and that's why we say, people will phone us and people will call us, they say, we had decided to fix the date of our daughter's marriage, but it is the month of Safar. So what do you have to say, Maulana? You're asking a question like this in this day and age. And then worse, even more crazy, really. So can we do it after the first 13 days of Safar? Yeah, first 13 days. So now there is some belief, or it was all along, that something is not right in the first 13 days of Safar. And we find a whole lot of wrong, you know, corrupted thoughts that are being harbored by the people, as a result of which they don't want to do anything. And this goes back to pre-Islamic. Now, if in this day and age, like I mentioned, Islamically and technologically and every other way, we are so advanced and we are so well informed, then we're not supposed to have this type of beliefs. If my respected friends and brothers, in the days of Jahiliyyah, you know, when the month of Safar used to come, people should not undertake journey. This is la safara fi safar. Safar means, with a seen, travel, journey. And Safar means the month. No journey, no traveling, because some calamity will befall you. No undertaking of any business in the month of Safar. No marriage. No anything. Because the month itself, according to them, carries some or other bad luck. It's an ominous month. Now in the Quran we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has very clearly spelled out to us where bad luck or, you know, badness or evil comes. In the time of the Salih alayhi salatu was salam, he invited the people towards Islam, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the people then, they were very opposed to him. And anybody comes with a message of truth and a message of haq, then those who are in the dark, who are used to their ignorant and evil ways, what they will do is they will automatically start regarding the person who has come with this message as someone to watch out for. This guy, he's talking some strange thing. They will regard him as an enemy. They will actually be afraid of him. So the people of Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, the Quran makes mention, they قَالُوا اطَّيَّرُنَا بِكَ وَبِمَا مَعَكَ. They said to him that we perceive an ill omen. You ominous, you got some bad luck with you. You and those who are with you. So they had a kind of a fear because this man had come with message of Tawheed and oneness. Now the answer that he gave is very important. He says, قَالَ طَائِرُكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Your perception and belief of bad luck and bad omen, that is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it mean? If any bad or any evil that is supposed to befall you or anyone else, that is already decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are other ayat of the Quran which we repeatedly have mentioned and a hadith, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that our a'mal, our deeds, our relationship with Allah ta'ala, our obedience or disobedience is what will finally be the cause of what badness or what evil befalls us. In the Quran, Allah ta'ala speaks about the different anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam and how they made an effort on their people. Some people were involved in idol worship, some people were involved in sodomy, some people were involved in, you know, dishonest business dealings. And then the azab of Allah Ta'ala came down upon these people. Allah says, as a result of their deeds. So all evil and bad luck and misfortune is as a result of your own deeds. قَالَ طَاعِرُكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. This is in the Quran, the Nabi of Allah is telling them. And this word, ill omen is also used elsewhere in the Quran. The Quran speaks about what is referred to as a day of ill omen. The people of Ad, you look in the Quran and in the books of history also, very little mention is made in the books of history about the people of Ad that were destroyed by a ferocious and harsh, violent wind that blew on them for 7 days continuously. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fi yawmi nahsim mustamir. That Allah says, inna arsalna alayhim rihan sarsaran fi yawmi nahsim mustamir. That we unleashed on them, the people of Ad, because of all their evil ways,
What we unleashed on them? A very ferocious and a strong wind continuously on a day of ill omen. So here ill omen, bad luck is mentioned. So what was this bad luck? Does it mean that there was a day of bad luck? No. There's no day of bad luck. There's no month of bad luck. There's no time of bad luck. This is on account of their bad actions that they brought upon them this evil and this difficulty and this calamity. There's another ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, أَيَّامٍ nahisat, days of bad luck, days of evil, the same people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about them elsewhere in the Quran. That means it was not only one day, but it was for 7 days and 8 nights. سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ. 7 nights and 8 days. Allah says, days of evil and bad luck because of their evil deeds. So if we are going to say that, you know, the day the punishment came down on somebody, the past or now, that day is now a bad luck day, then going by this ayat of the Quran, all 7 days are bad luck for us, my brothers. That's what we're going to have to conclude. So no, there is nothing like bad luck days. It was on the action of these people. So if somebody does something bad, or people are doing something bad, and resorting to things that are totally against the commands of Allah, and if Allah Ta'ala whoops them in whichever way it might be, to whatever the day might be, doesn't mean now that is going to be the bad day for them for the rest of their lives. So we find, my respected friends and brothers, this is mentioned in the Quran, this word, you know, omen. And this one hadith where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is also spoken about this word omen, and a good omen. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there is nothing like a bad omen. And if there is something, then there is a good omen. He said, do you know what is a good omen? So the Sahaba said, what is a good omen? He says, some good word which someone utters to his brother. Then you can take a good omen from there. But don't look for bad omen. Don't look for bad luck in everything. As some people so superstitiously harm themselves with regard to this kind of wrong belief system, specifically with regard to the month of Safar and the first 13 days. Until now, unfortunately, my brothers, people actually believe in the first 13 days you only have to eat certain boiled stuff. And they will ask us the masala, that now what? What are the boiled things? And is it correct? And the others are still questioning it. That means there's something good about their iman. And the older people, they get cross when we speak about this from the masjid. So what did Maulanas know here? My respected friends and brothers, the truth of the matter is that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, he came, he says, La adwa wa la safara. There's no evil in the month of Safar. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cleared it up. And because Safar was regarded as a month that is, by the days of ignorance, as evil, early Islam came and appended another word to it. Safar al-Muzaffar. So Muzaffar, you know, when you speak of it, that word, it means victory. It means triumph. It means success. People keep the name Muzaffar here, mashallah. It means all that. So why was it? It was an antidote to those people who regarded Safar as a bad luck month, month of unsuccessfulness and ill omen. So Safar al-Muzaffar, you might see it on some calendars. You must know it means a month wherein, whatever you do, inshallah, whether you get married or whether you open a business or whether you go on journey or whatever transaction you undertake, inshallah, there will be goodness in there. Because all goodness is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if anything goes wrong in haywire, it is because of our own action. Somewhere we didn't read Bismillah maybe. Or something else we did that was not right. So my respect, all goodness is from Allah. And coming back to the hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba, you know, what is a good omen? They say a good omen is a good word which you say to somebody. For example, you go to the hospital, go see a sick person there, and say, mashallah, today you're looking much better. Just those words, much better. He will take it as a good omen, inshallah. That brother came and said, you know, I'm looking much better. Or some other difficulty a person finds himself in. Or it might not be a difficulty. He maybe bought a new car. Or you look at the man's face and you told him something good, something positive. Inshallah, that thing has an effect. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there's only good omen. And this good omen is where a person is supposed to keep his mind. good omen is linked to positive iman, positivity. The minute we start thinking of all this, then we shackle ourselves and we put ourselves under a very dark cloud. You know, people who are dogged by superstitious beliefs, they become so scared about anything and everything, my brothers. If an owl has to land on the wall, oh, the whole day they are now waiting for something to happen. They are worried. Really, they will phone and say, Maulana, we saw there is a lemon lying on our footpath. Please come and remove it. We're not lemon removers. What? Somebody went past, the lemon must have fallen off. Allah alone knows how it came. He gets scared for the lemon. Now, you know the black cat story and all that was old. I'm talking of current, my respected brother. We must not have all this negative thoughts. What we do is, we make ourselves scared. We put ourselves in a negative state of mind. And then, our heart also starts to become worried. Our mind also becomes affected. And that affects our health also. And it affects our good lifestyle. People are scared to go. You know, some people, they do not travel on a Friday the 13th, really. You go in the lift, you see there's no number 13th floor. What happened to the 13th floor? Disappeared from there. No, so you get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14. 13th floor is missing. Actually, 14th floor is 13th floor. But just that number put there, so some people there are so happy. Shukar, you know, we'll never stay on the 13th floor. And even this believing in the horoscopes and all of that. All this is linked to negative thinking, thinking that is away from the greatness and the power and the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman is a positive power. It is something that is supposed to make us feel. وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِذُرِّنْ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts you with any difficulty, no one can remove it. وَإِن يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ. And if Allah ta'ala intends goodness for you, فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِ. No one can turn away the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa ma'ana.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله خير على صلاه